And even the Vatican, the devil, knows the things that are going to come to pass. The Bible plainly states that, doesn't it? Where? Yeah, how does it say it? He knows that his time is short. He knows that it's the end of the world, doesn't he? Okay, it's amazing that you people don't know that. Okay, now start reading this article out of Sun Magazine. It was like one of these trash tabloids that promotes the Pope all the time and downs true born-again Christians that have the Lord living in them. I want to show you how trashy and how stupid the things are and how evil the things are that this organization, this political organization, is the mother of every abomination on earth, the cause of every trouble that's on earth, is saying in these words in this trash paper here. Okay, read it.
Seven Bible prophecies will come true in 2001. Vatican battle plan to help you prepare for the worst.
Okay, it's helping you to prepare for the worst. It says that when all these different things come down for you to go buy dust masks, as though a dust mask will prevent you from being destroyed by the power of God's wrath when it comes down here on earth, and save 2 weeks or 3 weeks of jugs of water. Out of all the tracts that I've put out on this thing, Matthew 24 and the end time prophecies, it's just really amazing, you know, that all of a sudden, the Vatican, who's been telling everybody that anyone that reads the Bible is crazy, and that people shouldn't read the Bible, that it's dangerous, now all of a sudden, they're warning everybody, read the Bible. They have to, they're doing the last minute attempt to try to make themselves look a little bit legitimate, but I think they've already laid too big of eggs, rotten eggs all over the place, to where anybody that has any sense would know better than to believe anything they say. The Bible says that the devil and his church and government have transformed themselves into angels of light to try to make themselves look as though that they are of the Lord, of all things, that they are of the Lord. They're using pulpits to preach part of the Word of God, and then they're making light of it at the end, that they're saying that there's a new era of light that's going to happen on the earth. That isn't what the Bible says at all. It says that the entire earth is going to be burnt to a crisp. There's not going to be any new era of light. Of course, people, the true people of the Lord, the true flesh that God has chosen, has always astounded human beings. They expect somebody to have a beanie on their head and walking around with a sheet over their head, those kind of people in sandals and gray hair or white hair, that these are people that should be believed, even though everything that's coming out of their mouth is the dirtiest lie that ever happened. They're killing millions of people on the face of the earth now, and they're saying that they're apologizing for the ones that they've killed in the past. And now they're coming out here with Bible prophecy of all things. And the things that they're saying here, when they read the Bible scripture, that's true. But their interpretation of it is totally false. They say now that there's this big junkyard of meteorites going around the earth, as I stated in tracts about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. And they say that people are going to be contaminated by the poison of it and stuff. So make sure to go down to your hardware store and pick up a bunch of extra industrial adjust masks, so that'll stop you from being killed. Do you think for 1 second, with all the plagues that God is pouring on this earth and people are not repenting, that you're going to be able to avoid dying and going to hell by going down to a hardware store and buying yourself a stinking dust mask? You'd have to be the silliest jackass in the world to believe such a stupid thing. Or they say to go and get 2 or 3 weeks worth of water in jugs. Make sure you store them there and get plenty of dried meat, because of the hoof and mouth disease is hitting everybody in that particular plague. The Bible says that this organization is a political organization because it runs the government, and that it is the cause of every evil thing that's happening on the face of this earth. It's the one that has caused all the laws to be changed to where it's illegal to be godly, and it's only legal to be evil. Okay, now start reading some of these things that the Pope is saying. He cares about you.
Have the end times already begun? That's the terrifying...
Yes, the end times has been going for a long time. The Apostle Paul stated, even now is many antichrists, and little children, we are at the end. 2,000 years is like a drop in the bucket to the Lord. It is the end of time. The Lord said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon my servants and handmaidens. He did that 2,000 years ago upon the disciples. And young men will see visions, and old men will dream dreams. He says, pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and his servants shall prophesy, servants and handmaidens. That happened on the day of Pentecost, almost 2,000 years ago. He says, now they're saying, are these the last days? The Apostle Peter said that these are the last days. This is prophesied by Joel, depicting the last days. Now we're in the very last of the last days. These are the end time, the very last of the end time prophecies before the plagues, the seven major plagues of God hit this earth. And now the Vatican is saying that you can be saved from these plagues by going down to your local hardware store and getting some dust maps and buy a few cases of water. And that will also deliver you from the seven major plagues, the great tribulation period of time. Do you think that God is that weak, that if he wants to kill you because you fail to repent and confess and repent of your rotten sins and let him come into you and live his life in you, do you think that God is going to spare you by going down to the stinking hardware store and to your food market and buy extra dried beef, some beef jerky and stuff like that, and that's going to really save you, your souls and your lives, and that you get a few jugs of water? He's saying because that the cattle will have hoof and mouth disease, and that you won't be able to eat it, that they'll be burning their carcasses. Now, isn't that something? The Lord's going to burn their carcasses. The Bible says, and you're coming into a new era of life, of light. No, the end will come. Christ is coming in the sky, in clouds, and every eye shall behold him. And he's going to burn everything up. If you want to believe the Vatican that this is the new era of light, when everything is burning here, even the elements with the fervent heat that's so hot that it's been described as seven times hotter than the sun, if that's what you want to believe, that that's going to be a new era of light on earth, he says that this is a new world order. There's going to be peace and life. The Lord says when they say peace, then cometh sudden destruction. When something is destroyed, it's no more. It's over with. And if you're not going to repent by the plagues that are happening on the earth now, and you think that you can spare yourself when the seven major plagues come down, this is not the seven major plagues. This is just the beginning of sorrows, chapter 24 says. Chapter 24 of Matthew. Okay, keep going.
That's the terrifying question that's gnawing at top-ranking officials of the Roman Catholic Church.
Well, why should that be gnawing at them? This should have been gnawing at them 2,000 years ago when they first started their cult. If it was gnawing at them, they would repent and get out of that cult. Okay, then what?
Vatican officials have received top-secret orders from Pope John Paul II.
Oh, and where did Pope John Paul II get his secret orders? God said he's pouring out his spirit upon all flesh, not that little pink weasel in Rome, only him, and that he's going to give us all the news. He says he's pouring it out on all flesh, and many servants of God will be prophesying and telling the different things that the Lord is saying, and that even his handmaidens will be saying things like that. Wherever in the Bible does it say that one little pink pansy-looking, 90% dead person is going to be getting secret messages from the Lord? The Bible calls that a false prophet. If they say, come over here in these secret places, and I'll tell you secret things. He says, believe them not. He said, because when I come, when I, Christ, come, every eye shall see me. I'll be coming in clouds, okay? And everyone will see me, even those that pierced him. Why will they see him that pierced him? That was 2,000 years ago. Because everyone's going to raise up from the dead. There's not going to be new era of light. There's going to be a lot of light in the form of a fire. And the jugs of water and the masks, the Mickey Mouse masks that you're getting from the hardware store aren't going to help you a bit. Okay, then what?
To begin immediate preparations.
See, he's saying to prepare for this. All right, go ahead.
For the fulfillment of the biblical prophecy, sources say, Scholars working directly for the Holy Father have discovered seven sacred scriptural prophecies that hold special significance to the modern world.
They just discovered this? I was just born again around 37 years ago, and I discovered it immediately back then. The Lord revealed all that to me. And when Susie was about 7 years old, she saw all that. When the Lord, she saw him coming back to earth and saw all those things happening in the sky. Now, how is it that if this church or this cult is supposed to be of the Lord, how come they just discovered it? They discovered it, probably found one of my tracts and read it, or several of them, because I've told all these things for years now. So mark the date. What is the date of this paper?
July 3rd, 2001.
July 3rd, 2001. Okay, well, look at the date on my tracts and see when I told them about it. So it's obvious that the Lord has told me of these secrets before he did, quote, the Holy Father, this little pink weasel over in Rome that's got one foot in the casket and the other one on a banana peel. Okay, then what?
A highly placed member of the Roman Inner Sanctum told some.
Oh, highly placed member of the Vatican Inner Sanctum of their coven. They just found this out. All they're doing is repeating what I said, but they're twisting what the Lord's meaning of it was that he gave me. Now, the choice of human flesh that God has used has always astounded man. Nobody believed that John the Baptist was of the Lord, except maybe Herod and a few others that they went and got baptized. But he didn't look like any person in Rome, or didn't look like anybody like the Pope, did he? Do you see the Pope wearing camel hair and leather?
No.
Do you see him eating grasshoppers?
No.
No, and you never will. He'd probably puke if he bit a head off of a grasshopper. Okay? And do you ever see a person, does the Pope look like me?
No.
Or come on like I do?
No.
No. Well, the people that are of the Lord are really rough and tough people. They're not walking around with a wand in their hand and great big hats on their head and a sheet over them. These people, if I did something like that, they'd want to put me in a nut house. Right? Anybody else but him. This is like, he's such a deceiver to people that don't know the Bible and don't want to know the Bible. Then what?
Careful analysis shows they are to be fulfilled this year.
Oh, well, the Lord knows that the Antichrist in Rome can call the shots. He can say that there's going to be a famine because he pays farmers not to grow food. He instructs the government to pay farmers off for not growing food. So therefore, he can predict a famine. If I did stuff like that, I could predict a famine too. He can predict wars because he's the one starting them. The Bible says he's the mother of every evil thing that's happening on earth. Every evil war that has been caused by the Vatican. But I could take you back if I had time on this tape, and I've done it in tracts, told how they started the Civil War, World War I, World War II. They're the ones that burnt all the Jews up in Germany and Poland, in Czechoslovakia. They're the ones causing all the wars around the world today. Wars and the rumors of wars, the threatening of war, if you don't line up with the Vatican and this evil one-world government. Then what?
When the importance of these passages were first revealed, skeptical cardinals...
Well, what, they were revealed this last week? Again, I'm going to say, those things were revealed to me almost the minute I got saved, and to Susie 25, 30 years before that. And they've been in the Bible now for over 2,000 years. How is it this, if they're so holy that they're just discovering it here in the month of July? Or May. Okay, what else?
Skeptical cardinals paid them little attention.
Well, skeptical cardinals. How could they pay them attention? The Bible says that carnal people cannot know what the Bible is saying because they're carnal. The spiritual things are only understood by spiritual. The only way that these people know about these things is that they've read my tracts or books written by people that know about these things, if there are such things. Then what?
But the latest papal orders make it clear. These prophecies have passed numerous tests.
These are not papal orders. These are orders in the Bible. Everything is in sequence in the Bible. These were not given to, the Bible says, to cults, but they were given to holy men. Right?
Right.
These have been in the Bible for over 2,000 years. Not the Vatican. And if they were of the Lord, why didn't they understand them the minute that they got saved? If they were saved, they would have known them all these years, wouldn't they?
Yes.
Because the spiritual things are easy to understand by the Holy Spirit. It's a cult, a coven, a witch's coven. The worst that has ever been on the face of this earth. The most evil, wretched, horrible bunch of human beings that have ever been born on the face of this earth. Okay, then what?
These prophecies have passed numerous tests for authenticity.
Well, we know that the authenticity is here for, I don't know what way they test them, but all you got to do is look at the newspapers and breathe the air. And you know that Israel was restored in 1948. And the one world government was started just after World War II, that the Pope sent Cardinal Spellman to San Francisco to open up the one world government. And the leaders of five countries went there and signed it. FDR was going to go there, but he died before he had the opportunity to go and sign it. The United Nations Charter is what they call it. And it's very... people can go down and check who it was whose signature's on it. It's the Vatican, Cardinal Spellman. And then all the people that were the head of all these countries were all Catholics. Then what?
And warn of events to transpire before the year's out.
Well, of course, they can make things happen. Because the Lord says they make wars. And so if they say that there's going to be a war here, and that there's going to be terrorist acts, they're the ones behind it. Okay?
Yes.
There's no doubt about that. It isn't because of the fact that he has some spiritual knowledge from God. It's just that he knows, he's got it all planned on the drawing board, that he's going to blow up buildings and so on. And so he can easily predict that. If I were a Timothy McVeigh or something like they are, even worse, they're the ones that wiped out those people at Waco. They're government. And I was going to blow something up, I could say, I prophesy that the so-and-so place is going to blow up in so-and-so date. And all of a sudden it blows up. Well, that doesn't make me a prophet. That just makes me a thinking wicked person that's going to blow something up, and I'm prophesying that it's going to happen, and then use it that the Lord told him that that's going to happen. No, it wasn't the Lord that told him it was going to happen. It was the devil that told him to do it, okay? Then what?
Bishops have been told to prepare for the worst.
Oh, well, I've been telling their bishops and the Pope himself and all that for years and warned him, gave him many warnings to repent and let the Lord live in him and all of them and to come out of that evil coven. And they still haven't done it. Now, all of a sudden, they say, after they've closed their ears to the message from the Lord that God gave me, they're going to be saying that this prophecy is coming down to them. No, it's not coming to them from God. Okay, then what?
And not to reveal the truth to the masses for fear of inciting a worldwide panic.
It's not going to start a worldwide panic. It's caused a revival, my warning them. It's not them that's going to warn. And what kind of bishops would that be that would say, don't tell people the truth for fear that it's going to cause them to panic? The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is good and clean. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the fear of the Lord is wisdom. So how would that be bad to tell the people what's really coming upon them? The Lord says for us to blow the trumpet, to tell them loudly what's happening. What kind of a bishops are those? They're coven bishops, is what. Okay, then what?
But some of us feel the people deserve to know.
Oh, some of us feel. Who's that? I mean, the Pope won't stand up and give these instructions. He has a spokesman. Now, who is that spokesman? Sir Walter Raleigh or what? This is an important message. Shouldn't the Pope be the one giving this message? No, but he sends a spokesman. And he says that you people ought to be woke up. Well, why didn't you, if you were of the Lord, back when I was saved 37 years ago, I started giving that message then. Now all of a sudden they're getting benevolent and they're going to tell the world about this message. But why don't they tell it straight? they should read my tract to them so that they get the straight message from the Lord, not one from the devil like what they're preaching here. Okay, then what?
Vatican insiders warned that the Holy City is stopped.
Oh, who are these insiders? They always say Vatican insiders. Okay, Vatican insiders do what?
Warned that the Holy City is stockpiling
the Holy City. Are they still calling Rome the Holy City, or are they calling Jerusalem the Holy City? Let's see. Because they always, up until recently, have been calling Rome the Holy City. Where in the Bible does it say Rome is the Holy City? It says it's the where the mother of abomination sits, the wicked city, is what the Lord says. Then let me hear. What does it say?
The Holy City is stockpiling supplies and now arranges extra security whenever the aging pontiff appears in public.
So they're calling Rome the Holy City. Right there is a dirty lie. That's not the Holy City. It's the unholy city where the devil has set up his headquarters. We know that Jerusalem, did you ever hear say for the Lord to say, pray for the peace of Rome?
No.
Who does he say to pray for the peace of?
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. Yes, even our young Christians know that. And that's not the holy city realm. So where the mother of abominations is. Okay, then what?
In addition, dioceses all over the world have been issued a 7-point battle plan to cope with the upcoming end time events.
Oh, they have a battle plan to come against God's 7 plagues? What a nerve. Oh, I just can't wait to hear the Pope's battle plan. Why does he come up with a battle plan to save him from his coffin that has its mouth open wide to receive him? Can't even stand up straight. He's got people, he's hanging on to people and almost passing out all over the place. They just put him up there like a mannequin, a dummy, because he knows the idol worshippers worship him as a god, when the Bible plainly states that the man is the biggest liar on the face of this earth. Okay, then what?
A guide to surviving the bone-chilling biblical prophecy.
Oh, you're going to survive the fire, all the 7 plagues of the Lord, his wrath. How can you survive? How can you survive that fire? Everything that isn't got the Lord living in it is going to be burnt up. There's no survival. All you people that listen to this stuff, you should be ashamed of yourself. Pick up the Bible and see what it really says. No one will escape that fire and these plagues whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will survive the fire and the plagues if they stay in the holy place, which is to be in the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is in them. But the Lord says that even his people perish from the lack of knowledge. Because the reason I'm doing this tape is because I see people that are Christians that are beginning to believe that this man is of the Lord. Because they don't read their Bibles and they don't pray. They don't seek the Lord, and you don't see God working in them. They're not living resurrected lives. The Lord is not living in them. They claim to be Christians, but they're not. Okay, then what?
A guide to surviving the bone-chilling biblical prophecies coming to pass in 2001.
Bone-chilling. All the Lord says it's going to be hot, and they say it's going to be chilling. Okay, then what?
Number 1, epidemic and famine. Revelations 5, 6 through 7. And lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
Now this is true. The scripture is true. But wait till you see how they try to twist it. Then what?
And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. The outbreak of foot and mouth disease will spread from Europe and become a worldwide epidemic, unleashing death, plague, war, and famine as food supplies dwindle and meat prices skyrocket.
Well, what about cancer, heart disease? What about leukemia, AIDS, and Ebola? All these other plagues that are on the face of this earth right now, pestilence. That's what pestilence is. And then, this thing here, foot and mouth disease or whatever. there are all kinds of plagues and viruses and bacteria on Earth that the pharmaceutical agencies and the scientists, the people that work in medicine, have no cure for. Now, his remedy for this, to battle against this, is to go get yourself some potted meat and put it in your pantry, at least a month's supply, or some beef jerky, and live off that. Okay, then what?
The virus will establish a foothold in America by early autumn.
Oh, early autumn, all right. Now, they must know, they develop viruses, and the devil, the Bible says that it's, the people in hell will say, are you the one that caused the earth to be destroyed? They're making viruses, they're using germ warfare, they went and they wiped out a lot of our soldiers over in Iran, Iraq area, and because they dusted them with this disease. And there was a man that was a guard in prison that can't even hardly walk. He's a young man that can't even hardly walk. He can't function, he can't sleep. He can't even eat what he wants to. And the government is doing this to people. They're lacing cigarettes with a cyanide gas and with radioactive materials so that people will die before they're 65 years old, so they don't have to, the government doesn't have to pay them pensions and to support them and give them Social Security. The government, this is supposed to be American government. The American government used to be good at one time, but now satanic people from the Vatican have infiltrated into the American government. I love the American government, but I don't like the people that are anti-American that have infiltrated into the government. I don't like them at all. And these are the ones that are people that have, instead of the spirit of the Lord living in them, they have the spirit of Satan living in them, and Satan is using them to destroy the world, just like the Bible states that the people in hell will say, all right, look at them narrowly and say, aren't, so you're the one that destroyed the earth. They're deliberately destroying people. They're putting up all these nuclear plants that are contaminating the air with death. They're contaminating the water with death. It's the devil. He knows his time is short. They have germ warfare. He knows that they're going to have foot and mouth disease or whatever it is that they're unleashing on the people of the United States, and he can predict it because he's the one that's ordering that it's done. The very air is contaminated. Now, there was a Mr. Benson that came up with perpetual motion of the ocean waves to generate electricity enough to supply energy for the whole city of Los Angeles and Orange County. And when I told them about it, they wanted to kill me. And I have the blueprints for it and everything, which could cut down on fuel charge. It wouldn't cost a cent, with the exception of the tanks and the armatures on rafts anchored by anchors and buoys out in the ocean, where they bob up and down, and just the bobbing of it, the action of it, is free of charge via the waves, and would send electricity up some wires and into storage tanks in on the shore of Los Angeles, and make it to where the entire city could be lit up and industry be run without any pollution, any smog, and all that. And they wanted to kill me when I mentioned it in a meeting over at the Chamber of Commerce in the New Hall area, Saugus New Hall, Valencia area. And they rose up. I've never seen people so vicious in my life as when they did that, when I mentioned that to them. I even have the blueprints there and the plans. They didn't even want to consider it. Why? Because they want to sell Iranian oil. They want the air polluted. They want people to die young. The people that are not of the Lord, that have infiltrated into the American government, are anti-America, and they've declared war on the American people. He says, let's declare war on drugs. They're the ones that brought the drugs into the country. They got everybody loaded. They're the ones that are approving pornography and everything that's on the pollution. This sort of soul pollution that's on the TVs and in magazines and everything. They're the ones that are doing all these things, and then they're saying, let's declare war on it. So the war is they want to take, of course, we don't have guns or anything, but they want to take guns away from everybody so that only they have the guns. So that only that the entire United States of America and the whole world of people that are not with that regime are not able to defend themselves against that. Now, I'm saying that God will defend us, and so we don't need guns anyway, but this is what they're doing. Because they know that there are a certain percentage of people in the world that will fight against them. Okay, then what?
The virus will establish a foothold in America by early autumn.
Now, how are they? This is God is not giving me. This is the devil telling him to do that. And if it's an epidemic at that time, you know that the Vatican has got people around the United States just letting that virus loose in major towns in the country and going out to ranchers. They now own most of the cattle. They own the milk industry. And they run most of the stores and department stores. Okay, keep, let's go.
The virus will establish a foothold in America by early autumn, possibly due to an intentional terrorist act.
Yeah, and the terrorists will be the cult that is putting this stuff out. How else would they know that this virus is going to be spread around if it weren't them that was going to spread it around? They're the ones that do these things and are very well known for doing them.
Millions of sheep, cows, and horses will be slaughtered and their carcasses incinerated.
Well, how would they know this unless they were the ones going to do it? Because it's for sure God is not talking to them. Because they don't listen to God and do what he says, and they're idolaters, idol worshippers. They pray to Mary, which is forbidden. They pray to saints. They don't believe that Christ alone is the mediator between man and God. They think that they can mediate to God through some woman or some other saint, fake saint that they make up. So they're the ones that will be doing it. If all this happens, comes to pass, know this, that it is that covenant that's doing it. All right, then what?
What you can do.
Oh, they're going to tell us what we can do. All right. But let's see what we could do. Go and get a bunch of potted meat and some beef jerky. Store up with it now. Well, how do you know that the beef jerky that they got didn't come from cows that have the hoof and mouth disease and possibly the hoof and toenail disease? Okay, so read what we could do about all this.
Begin storing dried and canned meat.
Oh. Thank you for the advice, dear Abby. Okay, then what?
Learn a few healthy vegetarian recipes, and if you can, plant a vegetable garden.
Oh, should we go and plant a vegetable garden tomorrow? In the 105 heat. It's in the middle of the summer right now. These guys are just full of excellent advice. Do we get some cans of tomatoes, too? Okay, then what?
Within months, you may be relying on it for your meals.
We may be, huh? For our meals. Now, that's those of us that's still alive from this contamination that they caused. All right, then what else?
Number 2, Mark of the Beast Unveiled. Revelations 13, 15 through 17. As many as would not worship the image of the beast would be killed.
Yes, the Bible's been saying that for 2,000 years, and this is just a new discovery that they found in the Bible. And I've been printing it in tracts, and we've been saying it on television. We said it 10 years straight on TV, and many years on the radio, and I've been putting it in tracts for ever since 19 years now. So, what else is new? Why don't they tell us something that's new? This has been in the Bible for over 2,000 years. Then what?
And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond.
Yeah, and who is he? No one but thee. Okay? Go ahead.
To receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark.
Right. Now, who is it that's causing me to not be able to even have credit cards? Who is it the one that's forbidding me to buy or sell? It's thee. Okay, then what?
Or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Equilon, the notorious global eavesdropping system, will be connected via the internet to credit card databases and personality profiles by September. Credit card companies and banks will announce the change.
Okay, how do they know that this is going to happen in September? Is God telling them that? If they're so hip to what God is saying, why didn't they know this hundreds of years ago? They said this is just secrets that the Lord has revealed to the Pope, who has Parkinson's disease and everything and doesn't even know what he's saying, let alone what somebody's saying to him. And the reason that it's a spokesman from the Vatican, because this warped Pope is so sick that he can't make an appearance and talk. And it wasn't anything that was told him. It's just that they've been reading some of my tracts and they're repeating it, but putting their own evil twist to it. Okay, go ahead.
Credit card companies and banks will announce the change as a fraud protection measure.
Yeah, they will say this. So God told them that banks will do all these things. Only the Vatican talks that way. They're the ones that tell the banks to do this. They set the whole thing up. They're the ones that's going to implement the church that dictates all of its policies to the government and makes the government agencies and the marshals that are under them and the police and the sheriffs and all these people do what the Vatican says to do. And so they're saying that all this stuff is going to take place in the banks. That means that the Vatican has a schedule for that. That wasn't what the Lord told them to do. It's what the devil has ordered them to do. And they're doing what he said. And they're predicting that it's going to happen as if they didn't know. Okay, then what?
And soon it will be impossible to use credit cards or obtain loans without the computer system accessing your most intimate personal details.
Oh, I see. How do they know that? Does God make any predictions about computers in the Bible? No, this is just stuff that they're doing. And it's very easy for them to do it. They're just setting policy. More of their evil policies, such as you can't have Bibles in school and you can't pray. That all came from the Vatican, too. All right, then what?
What you can do.
Oh, what we're going to do now. Then what?
Once the mark of the beast becomes a legal requirement, the righteous will know exactly what is happening.
I would think so, that the righteous have known these things by reading the Bible for 2,000 years. The one that wrote it lived around that long ago, and so everyone that reads the Bible that's saved should be able to understand what it said back then. Okay, then what?
And what the eternal consequences will be.
Right, the eternal consequences will be that they'll be in hell forever and in the lake of fire. They don't say that. I have to say it for them, okay? Because the Bible says that, and I know the Bible, and they don't. Okay, then what?
Before the system comes online, eliminate your credit cards and use cash for every business transaction possible.
Well, why? The Vatican, when they took me to trial, they said that it was wrong for me to carry cash. They said you should have credit cards. And so the false testimonies that were against me is that I carry up to $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, and $10,000 on me. I'm so confused. Okay, then what?
Three, Antichrist revealed.
Yes, I've revealed you people. And the Bible revealed it far before I was ever born. All right, then what?
Matthew 24:5. Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
Right, who says that? The Pope says that he's God, the Father. Father God. And every one of the cardinals are up for possibly being the next possible pope. And that'll be the new God. And what I'm saying is that because of the fact that I'm saying that God lives in every born-again Christian, they'll say that every one of the people that are born again of the Spirit are Antichrist, because they're saying that Christ is in them. Just as Christ said that the Father was in him. Just as the Bible said that he and the Father would come and dwell in you, but they're going to twist it around to where you're saying that you're a member of Christ's body so that you're an Antichrist. Instead of them being Antichrist, because Christ isn't in their bodies. And yet he says he's Christ and the Father. Okay, then what?
And we shall hear of wars and rumors of wars.
Yes, the ones that they're creating, causing. The Bible states that they are created. Every war, every abomination that's ever been on the face of this earth his power is started by the devil. Amen? Okay, these are all people that are possessed by the devil. The devil lives in them just as the Lord's Spirit lives in those of us that are born again of the Spirit. They are the ones that have the spirit of Antichrist in them, because the devil is against Christ. That means he's against Christ. Okay, then what?
See that ye be not troubled.
Oh, I'm not troubled. I'm so untroubled that I do these tapes and tracks, so that more people can be informed of your dirty, filthy, scummy lies. Then what?
For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
Right. All these things that you people are doing must first come to pass. All these abominations that you're doing on earth. Then what?
A new leader of men will emerge in the Middle East, a former warlord, promising peace and creating miraculous alliances and ceasefires.
And who is that? That is the Pope. Totally possessed, a total possession of the devil. Then what?
The promise of peace, however, will be proved empty in late August when the man manipulates world events.
Hey, this was known to born-again Christians way back 2,000 years ago. All right, then what?
When the man manipulates world events.
Okay, so is the Vatican manipulating world events?
Yes.
Well, then he's the man. Amen?
Amen.
Because for sure, I'm not manipulating world events because I'm not a politician. And he obviously is. Why are all the presidents going to see him? President Bush is going to see him. Clinton was seen with him, on tour with him. How could a person manipulate world events unless he was dealing personally with the presidents and kings and queens? A stupid presidents and kings, because nobody in their right mind would deal with that reprobate and do the things that this idiot, this satanic, devil-possessed idiot, is telling them to do. Because the Bible plainly states that they're going to go to hell for doing it. Okay, then what?
To trigger a bloody, misguided holy war.
Okay, so they're saying we're going to have a holy war. They're predicting it, because they know that they're going to do it. Now, they say that there's a holy war going on again back in Ireland, and it's between the Catholics and, they say, the Protestants. Well, if they are Protestants, they're certainly not born-again Christians. That's for sure. The Catholics are not, and it's not a holy war. All wars are unholy, okay? So I don't know why they're calling them holy wars, other than that they're just the devil and just making up a lie. What's so holy about a war? Why are they calling it holy war? Just like they say Mother Nature. It might be their mother, but it's not Mother Nature, okay? I'm sure their mothers are in on it, too. Okay, what else?
Between fundamentalist Muslims and Christians.
Okay, so they're saying a fundamentalist Muslim is holy. How could Muslims be holy? And how could Catholics be holy? They're unholy. If they're the mother of every abominable thing on earth, then how could they possibly be holy? And when they're saying such things that wars are holy, I mean, people just don't see. I can just sit here and shoot holes through them all day and all night. I could elaborate even more if I wanted to use about 50 hours of tapes. Okay, what else?
What you can do.
Oh, what we can do about this. Okay. We're going to stop these, quote, holy, unquote, wars. Then what?
Raise awareness among friends and family.
Well, I have. I've warned people about you cults. I've warned my family and friends, and even my enemies. As a matter of fact, I'm the one that made you hip to what's going on. Because it's obvious that you don't read the Bible, and if you did, you don't know what it's saying because you're carnal. And carnal people cannot understand spiritual matters.